Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've now got Al-Qaeda mercenaries threatening to kill a U.S. journalist in Syria. I mean, it's just getting insane. Syrian girl joins us. She's lived in Syria, but doesn't live there now and has been giving us really accurate reportage. Her microphone's a little bit reverby, but she's changed mics. She continues to be on the air with us. Again, if you just tuned in, our government via Obama has recognized al-Qaeda as the official government of Syria. Please continue, Syrian girl, with what you think this signifies.
The New World Order is a part of all this. I think that they're trying to destroy secularism inside the Middle East, and probably this will lead to a clash of civilizations in the future. I think this is the end game. And, of course, now they're saying two things at the same time, that they're putting al-Qaeda as the representatives of the Syrian people, and at the same time, later they might enter Syria to get rid of al-Qaeda. So this could be the situation where troops coming onto the ground in Syria. For the short term, I don't see this happening, because I don't think that they will be able to sustain the losses in the media. It will be like the repeat of the Iraq War, and I don't think the people are going to accept that in America right now. So, if going on to, if you'd like me to talk about why the New World Order is against Syria, why does the New World Order see Syria as an obstacle?
That's what I want to do. I want to go to break, because this is a short segment, and come back in a final long segment with you and get your breakdown of that, and then also take a few calls. If you have a question for Syrian Girl listeners, we would love to hear from you, a quick, short question, so we can get to a few of them, a concise question. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, just on this geopolitical important issue. But start getting into why the New World Order wants to bring them down.
Well, for one thing, they have no Rothschild Central Bank. Their bank is state-run. They have no IMF debt. And, of course, they are secular, as I stated earlier, and that's going to be a problem in the long term. They, of course, oppose the State of Israel, and that's a part of the whole New World Order plan to create a clash of civilizations in the area. But they oppose it not on a extremist ideology of hatred. They oppose it on a nationalistic position. So all of these reasons and more is why they see Syria as an obstacle to their plans of world domination. And of course, I wanted to get into the religious aspect of it just a little bit, because the whole clash of civilizations thing, the infiltration of the different religions, for example, Wahhabism is an extremist form of Islam, in the same way that Zionism is an extremist form of Judaism, and the idea is to destroy the prime religions of the world, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, to bring in their own religion, which is an occult Luciferian religion. This is my view of the way things are.
No, that's it. I mean, PNAC admits the clash of civilizations. I want to go to break and come back and repeat all this, because it's so important, and expand on it, but please continue.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say, you know, this is my opinion. I might be wrong, but this is the way I've seen things from the
No, you're not wrong. It's the divide and conquer program. It's admitted. See, people say, well, are you going to support the Palestinians or the Israelis? They're not sophisticated. The globalists admit they control both sides. They want the clash. That's why our governments are putting the extremists in, because they don't want peace. And it's the same on the other side. This is how they maintain control, ordered out of chaos. The general public's not sophisticated enough. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a final segment here. If you're just joining us, with a woman known as Syrian Girl. She's actually been on national Australian television. Her family does come from one of the former ruling parties that Assad kicked out. She's not fans of Assad, but everything she's told us in the last year about what was really happening in Syria has come true. If you just tuned in here today, the president, it's an ABC News, has officially recognized a known admitted al-Qaeda group that McClatchy, New York Times, and others have admitted is al-Qaeda. Well, yeah, the CFR endorsed al-Qaeda 3 months ago. McClatchy, about a week ago, started reporting on this. We've been reporting on it every day for 21 months, trying to stop this. They're trying to bring down the country. And here's the headline. Al-Qaeda-linked group, Syrian rebels, once denied now key part of the anti-Assad victories. And Obama has taken that very group and recognized them as the official government. There is now a White House petition online. It's got tens of thousands of signatures. There's 24,040 signatures on the White House petition that we'll show TV viewers a shot of right here, who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And they are saying, cease all funding and support for al-Qaeda terrorists and extremist rebels in Syria. Hillary Clinton has admitted that al-Qaeda is supporting the Syrian rebels, who are backed by the Obama administration with $200 million in aid, and that's not counting the ambassador in Benghazi and the 10,000 missiles to shoot down aircraft. According to McClatchy newspapers, one of these groups, Al-Nusra Front, that's who Obama's recognized, an Al-Qaeda affiliate, is now conducting the heaviest frontline fighting in Syria and has been responsible for terrorist attacks. Impartial observers such as Dr. Jacques Beres says the majority of rebels in Syria are foreign extremists whose goal is to impose Sharia law. Well, yeah, they're blowing up churches. These rebels have also been filmed during burning U.S. flags and chanting anti-American slogans. Funding terrorists is a crime under the National Defense Authorization Act. Such activity has had disastrous consequences in the past, such as 9/11. We demand all support and all direct support or indirect to cease immediately. And 960 people do not want Al-Qaeda to not be funded, 24,000 and counting do. So we're going to link this petition up at Infowars.com. It's actually linked in Paul Watson's article that's at Infowars.com and up at DrudgeReport.com. I'll get into the union thugs beating people up and how that's going to be used to demonize unions, period, and how they're playing both sides off against each other, just like is happening putting Al-Qaeda in Libya, Iraq, putting them in Syria, putting them in control of Egypt, Al-Qaeda light. This is so they can start the next big wars. And here's the key. We force this out in the news. This is a big deal. And make no mistake, Infowars.com, our reporters, were the genesis of this. And I actually not really particularly – I'm proud of that, but that's a dangerous fact. I mean, wow, we're really having an effect here, praise God. But the fact that it's now been forced out and Obama's had to come out and respond – that clip's on ABC News in this article, Obama recognizes Syrian opposition group. You guys go find that video clip. But the point is they've officially come out and admitted they're running them, but said that there is an Al-Qaeda problem. So we're going to deal with that. So it's just amazing. So when aircraft in Europe, in the United States, or anywhere else get shot down by Al-Qaeda, and they want to set up checkpoints on the highway to search for missiles and trucks, they can even be hidden in cars. Just remember, when you pull over and the state police are there with a checkpoint, all acting official and aiming their machine guns at you like they do now all over the country, there's a bank robbery. The families have guns. Just everybody at the checkpoint, they aim guns at you now. I mean, it's just the government wants to fully dominate us. When they let their Al-Qaeda attack us so they can grandstand and act like saviors, just remember the banks that run Al-Qaeda did all this. And they are going to use Al-Qaeda to attack us again. And they're going to then use it to stick their hands down your wife's pants. Okay, at the shopping mall, not just at the airport. So this is how they do it. Al-Qaeda works for them. And Syrian girl, we fixed your microphone, so it's better now. Just recap this point I brought up and the divide and conquer you were talking about last segment, what's really happening and what the larger plan is. And do you get my point that they're in trouble on this? They thought the public was so dumb they couldn't grasp that the government runs Al-Qaeda. They've been caught with their pants down now. This is a great opportunity to shut this down and stop this war. And then also, undoubtedly, the 10,000 plus, is over 12,000 missiles missing, high-tech heat seekers. Now, undoubtedly, they're going to blow up aircraft with these. Or the globalists may actually try to stop Al-Qaeda from doing it now, knowing that they're going to actually get blamed for it. So it may be a year from now that some family was going to get blown up, taken off from Chicago or Austin or wherever, or from Paris at, you know, De Gaulle Airport. I mean, because I know these scenarios. I mean, we're saving lives right here. So I salute you and all the other reporters. Tony Cartolucci, I think, has been hammering this the hardest. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Adon Salazar, our reporters, David Ortiz, you've got just all of them have been reporting on this. Melissa Melton, David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Darren McBreen. I mean, I'm not tooting our horn. I'm giving people the good news that we can affect change here, Syrian girl. We can. The globalists have overplayed their hand here, thinking we're so dumb they could use Al-Qaeda in Libya and now Syria. I mean, this is really blowing up in their face.
I think they took a big risk with this, and they've bitten off more than they can chew. And to go on to the divide and conquer strategy we were talking about, they really, you know, their end game is to create Islamic states all over the place, and of course the Jewish state as well. And, you know, you were mentioning about Palestine and Israel and, you know, the war there. And I think Syria has always been an advocate of a one-state solution with the right of return for the Palestinian people. You can call it Israel, you can call it Palestine, but it has to be a secular state because it's secularism inside the countries with many different religions living together peacefully, which has existed for hundreds and hundreds of years before the Zionist agenda, before the Zionism was even created. So this is what Syria was advocating for and why it's the thorn in the side of those who want a clash of civilizations. And, you know, it's nothing against Jews being in the Middle East because they've been there for thousands of years, but it's against land grabbing and massacring people based on their religion, and that's what's happening right now. And, you know, the president actually, I might not be a government supporter, but I will acknowledge the fact that it's positive that it's a secular government. The president invited the Syrian Jewish community from New York to come back to Syria and anytime they want. And he, of course, there's a huge push in 2009, before the war began, to bring the Jewish community of Syria who are living in
New York. Israel has been declassified. Would in the 50s and 60s would bomb Jews in Iraq, but also Jews in Europe and Spain to make them move to Israel. And it turned out Israel was doing that itself. Absolutely. Al-Qaeda is blowing up synagogues and killing Jews right now. And the people running Israel are as pleased as punch about that because it's going to force them into Israel.
Absolutely, that's the idea. They want to divide everybody up. And the biggest Jewish community outside of Israel in the Middle East is in Iran right now. And that's going to be the next step. You know, there's thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jewish people living in Iran that are threatened by this. And of course, you know, on top of this, this FSA group, the Syrian rebels, Al-Qaeda, you know, they give them 1,000 names. They're just extremist jihadists. They've actually been killing secular Palestinians that are, you know, they oppose the extremist Zionist entity of the current state that Israel is in right now. But they're killing them because they don't really want a secular opposition. They don't want people to unite and say, no, we don't want to fight each other. We want to be Jewish, Christian, Muslim, living with each other peacefully like we have for thousands of years. They want a dirty free-for-all with people killing each other on all sides. And I just wanted to say that one of the crimes that they're committing now, the biggest crime in Syria, is not only have we now lost our Jewish community, we've also now losing our Christian community. And they've destroyed one of the oldest churches in Syria, which is from 50 AD, maybe one of the oldest churches in the world. And I'm a Muslim, but I'm also a Syrian, and that's part of my heritage. And for me, a Syrian of any religion is exactly my brother and sister, as a Muslim would be. And I don't think that the people that they're putting in power feel the same way about that.
I want to go to a phone call for you, but how do you think the establishment, when we come back from break, is going to be able to spin when Al-Qaeda attacks the United States or Europe again? That's one of the big questions. Let's talk to Clint in Iowa. He has a question for you. Go ahead. Quick question, Clint.
Yes, sir. Alex, Syrian Girl, thank you for taking my call. Syrian Girl, do you think it's more are they attacking you politically, or is it more a faith-based, like through your religion? Here in America, from Iowa, being a Christian, I feel that they attack you through your culture and your religion first and then politically afterwards, but I'll take the answer offline.
I don't quite understand the question. So you think that, are you asking me if the war is more religiously driven or more politically driven, or is this the question?
I guess it would specifically, do they attack you more through religion, or do they attack you more through laws and rights? Just specifically, do they attack you more with what God you can believe in, or what kind of water you can drink?
I think that, you know, there's definitely different levels and reasons why Syria is being attacked. I think that the powers that be, they do have this ideology that is a occult religion, but also it's about power at the end of the day.
We got to go to break. The globalists are radicalizing Islam and making sure they're always in charge to then menace the West so the West can then take its liberties away in the name of fighting it. and then so they can also destroy and attack those countries at will. I mean, it's very, very simple. The globalist model is don't let any nation be self-sufficient or strong. It's Agenda 21.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Geopolitically, domestically, economically, on the tax front, financial cliff, that's all coming up. We're taking a few more calls. We've got a 1490 AM WJOC listener in Ohio on 1490 listening to us. A sheepdog wants to talk to Syrian Girl. Syrian Girl, here is a sheepdog.
Yes, it's a two-parter. One is a statement, which I believe that you guys did the right thing uncovering it, AJ. There's no doubt. But a friend of ours, I'm not going to name him on the air, and I'm not going to say who he's affiliated with, believes that it will just accelerate their agenda, that the uncovering of what they're doing, because they've always got a redundancy backup. Now, my question to you, Syrian girl, is now that we know that 20 brand-new F-16s that have never been used before are being sold by our government to the Egyptian government, which our sources also tell us that they're going to be used against the Syrian government, which is going to give more of an upper hand to the rebels. Have you heard anything about this? What's your thoughts on that?
Good question. Yeah, well, they're openly talking about the peaceful no-fly zone where they drop peace bombs because it's a peace prize president like Libya. What's your intel on that, Syrian girl?
I haven't any intel that the planes might be used against Syria, although this could happen. You know, of course, the Egyptian government that has now been installed is a belligerent against Syria. But I think the way I saw it is that those planes might actually be used in case the Egyptians themselves have another revolution to try to take back the revolution that was stolen from them. So, it's clear that this government, it's Egyptian government now, is a complete puppet of the globalists, it seems. So while I don't have any intelligence for what you're saying, I can't dispute
this. Sure. Let me ask her this question. How are they going to spin it if Al-Qaeda is able to take over and does like Libya and kills Jews, Christians, and minority Muslims, and in Libya lines up tens of thousands of blacks and kills them? I mean, I guess the media will stop covering it at that point. I mean, how will they get away with something this big?
Well, if you just look at the way they got away with it on Afghanistan, you know, they just waited a while until the country got destroyed and became a failed state. And they went from supporting Al-Qaeda against the Soviets to, we hate Al-Qaeda. And before that, they needed, of course, a false flag operation, as we saw in 9/11.
That's right. So it's just amazing.
That's what they do.
Habu in Wisconsin, he has a question for you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. And I have to thank you, Mr. Jones, for giving Syrian girl a platform amidst all the propaganda we hear otherwise. Here's my question to you, Syrian girl, and you are doing wonderful work.
Thank you.
Do you think if, say, China, Russia, Iran, perhaps Hezbollah, you know, sent in 5,000 troops each that to be in Syria, that would, in a way, discourage any open confrontations, because it's always easier to preempt than to react to an invasion?
Well, aren't those troops already there out of Iran? They've sent in a whole bunch. They've sent in a bunch of Revolutionary Guard, and there's Russian Spetsnaz. They've killed Russian generals. Al Qaeda has a Syrian girl.
They claim to kill a Russian general, but the Russian general came out and said, "Oh, actually, I'm still alive," and he was in Russia. Syria doesn't have any Iranian or Chinese or Russian on the record. They don't have anything like that, or Hezbollah inside Syria. And at the moment, I think that it would be politically a bad idea to do so. Syrian army is 500,000 strong. So it's not the case of manpower that's the problematic. It's just the case of weaponry and sophistication that needs to be upgraded. And that's where Russia and China might be able
to... Yeah, well,
to
Russia has brought in a bunch of ships, and naval spetsnaz have left the ships. That happened about 6 months ago, but I mean, you're saying the media is just completely lying about that?
I think that there's Russian people, military people inside Syria that are
advising.
Trained advisors, exactly. But I think that the idea that the Russian army is fighting in Syria or the Iranian army is fighting, I don't see any evidence of that.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good PR to have them actively fighting either with the population. Well, again, you're no fan of Assad regime. I'm not either. He's not attacking anybody, and he's not Al-Qaeda. And he's not blowing up churches like Al-Qaeda is and making people suicide bomb. Thank you so much, Syrian girl. We'll continue to get updates from you. And I know we've got loaded phones from other callers, but I've got to move on to some other subjects. We'll still go to you on the Syria question. But, folks, I'm not hyping this. In fact, I couldn't hype this big enough. We forced this out as an international issue.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Schwab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swabs. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
The Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
So much going on here that we can barely even get on air anymore coming back from breaks. There's just so much happening, so much unfolding. We've got a report on hacking drones, and we're supposed to play that. Some breaking news here, but I just can't figure out what's going on with that. And we've got a lot of other things we need to report on and break down here, but it just really physically makes me sick that our government is publicly running Al-Qaeda against other countries and the general public is still in a coma. The good news is people are at least awake to a certain extent to the fact that this is going on now. So I should be in a really positive mood. It's just this is dangerous stuff. And it's the realization, I guess I've been psychoanalyzing myself, it's the realization that the public is in a coma. It is the realization that we've got real hardcore criminals in charge. And and that it's only going to get worse unless people break out of that coma. And I don't know how you get people to break out of a coma, because even if they're awake, they all feel so powerless that they don't care. You know, they say, well, I can't do anything about it. So it's almost like they just sign off to their own doom. We have a short clip of Obama on ABC News talking about recognizing the Syrian government, but there still is an Al-Qaeda threat. He's saying recognizing the new government. So here's that clip.
Do you plan to recognize the opposition and give them some legitimacy?
We've made a decision that the Syrian opposition coalition is now inclusive enough, is reflective and representative enough of the Syrian population, that we consider them the legitimate representative of the Syrian people in opposition to the Assad regime. And so we will provide them recognition. And obviously with that recognition comes responsibilities on the part of that coalition.
That's a big step.
It is a big step. There is a small element of the of those who oppose the Assad regime that are in fact affiliated with Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And we have designated them, al-Nusra, as a terrorist organization. And we are going to make clear to distinguish between those elements of the opposition.
Do you plan to recognize the opposition?
Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into the economy here with Ted Anderson on this current situation in our economy and the fiscal cliff. And then we're going to get into some other financial news here as well. But I have some news articles right here that say U.S. stocks rise on thoughts of Fed ahead. The thoughts of the Fed, how everything relies on the Federal Reserve in our country. And another report here, gold and silver poised for major move. Dollar slips as traders expect Fed stimulus. It's $80-plus billion a month they give to the private bankers of your tax money. Boehner, serious differences will remain with Obama, though Obama's declaring victory and says the Republicans will do what he says. Well, yeah, because they're bought and paid for by the same globalist banksters. And Fed set to expand its monetary stimulus. So that's big news. That means inflation. But not as bad as it would be, because they only give it to the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Big Six banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and a few others. You notice Buffett and Soros have come out, and they want an 80% tax rate on inheritance, down to $1 million. Now, even the smallest farm is going to be worth more than $1 million in the middle of nowhere because of land prices and inflation over the years. Most people now, you know, when they die and they have $1 million house, they have to sell it for the estate tax because of the, you know, they may have other assets. And you have to understand George Soros and the globalists, they're in tax-exempt foundations. They're in trust. So all of these inheritance taxes situations, this is set up to transfer the wealth of the middle class to the elites and make sure no generational wealth ever forms, because that gets in the way of social engineering. People who become billionaires on their own are pressured to join the globalist, or they're put in jail for some trumped up charge. So it's a global mafia who are exempt from the taxes. You see that in the news where General Electric and GM and Google, you know, pay zero or 3.2% taxes, and they never get in trouble for it. Or they have, you know, hundreds of billions in offshore accounts. That's because they set up the system. So I wanted to get, Ted hadn't been on in a while. He's the founder of the Genesis Network 15 years ago and the GCN radio network, GCNlive.com. And he also has been in the gold and silver trading operation for over 30 years. They said minus resources about 15 years. And look, I went and got Ted because he was somebody I was getting gold and silver from 15 years ago. I went out and I'm not going to pitch gold. That's not why he's here, but I'll do it anyways. He's my sponsor. He was a radio sponsor before he started a radio network. And he sponsored me on another syndicated system I was on. So I've actually known Ted longer than 15 years, longer than Midas Resources, because he had another company name before that. He just liked the name Midas better. But the point is that Ted knows his stuff. and he's where I get my precious metals. And he's got them on hand, too. A lot of places sit there and, you know, you buy something from them. They go out and manipulate the market and try to wait till it goes down to buy. Ted doesn't do that. He buys when it's low, sells at the low price when the market goes up. And that's how he's now the fifth biggest gold and silver broker in the United States. So great example of competitiveness. But that's not why he's here. Ted, what do you make of the QE Unlimited? They're announcing will continue, I guess, hence QE Infinity. And what this signifies, and then how it ties in to the fact that they're going to raise taxes massively, the Republican plan. You know, if Bill Clinton called for it, he'd be called a communist. I mean, and then the Democratic plan is 2 to 3 times worse, getting rid of all write-offs. No wonder I'm depressed. You know, that's where it is. I never really get depressed. And when I get depressed, I get angry. And I don't even mean like a rage anger. Ted, I have never felt this nasty. Nasty. I mean, I feel nasty at the system. Just beyond hatred. It's just I'm disgusted. I'm sick of them. They're filthy. They're murderers. They're criminals. And they just keep perching on us, getting away with everything. All the system henpecks us and nitpicks us and runs us to the ringer. And I guess people in Soviet systems stop working. That's what happens. Everybody just stops working. This is going to get stolen from you anyways. And I guess that is that the only answer? I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of the government. I hate the government. They're criminals. They're murderers. They're scum, Ted. Go ahead.
Well, I can't blame you for being angry because I get kicked around all the time, too. It's just trying to deal with government is just it's a ridiculous battle, especially while you're in business. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the Fed, I mean, why do we put up with this institution? I mean, let me tell you something. That the book and silver dollars that we've been offering, these are the silver dollars right now for those of you who are watching. They're older silver dollars that were designed by the Federalists, by the people that put together the Constitution for money. We have the Federal Reserve System now talking about raising, printing more money, $85 billion more per month to extend the stimulus. I mean, and what are they doing? They're buying mortgage-backed securities. Why do they buy mortgage-backed securities? To bail out their friends so the banks don't fall apart. I mean, and what does it do to the average person, the middle class that they're trying to save right now with these middle class tax savings? It destroys them because of the fact that the currency that they're holding on to is dropping in value. Today, the dollar fell sharply against foreign currencies, and the foreigners are trying to drop the value of their currencies at the same time. I mean, the reason why the market is moving into gold today, and gold took it shot up today. The high today so far is 1724.80, is because of the fact that the Federal Open Market Committee decided that they're going to continue to buy more bonds and extend stimulus. Alex, we're sitting on the edge of a cliff. Yeah, this is a fiscal cliff, but the fiscal cliff is being created by a monetary system, a banking system that is destroying the value of the currency.
Ted, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? Because I take all this personal. I mean, I take it personal that they're putting poison in the food and water on record, and I have their documents, and they admit it, they're not getting in trouble. I take it personal that they're maneuvering the country towards bankruptcy on purpose. I take it personal they're playing the unions off against the non-unions when the globalists control both sides. And the jobs already went to China a decade ago, and they ain't coming back. I take it personal to know we're going under Agenda 21, and it's hurting Americans. It's hurting people. It's hurting their future, their savings. I'm getting to the desperation point, Ted, because I've always known this stuff was coming, but now it's really starting to happen. And then, Ted, there's nothing worse than knowing the next 20 steps, how bad it's going to get. I don't know if listeners understand. I don't get up here with rhetoric, even though this stuff sounds crazy. I know I sound like a lunatic on air. You know why? Because the real world is crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I got to take a vacation. I'm going to make this announcement right here. I'm going to take a vacation. I know Christmas is coming up. But I got to get away from this somehow for just a few days or something because, Ted, you know I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I don't even know where I'm going with this. It's just, does it ever get to you like this where it's just like, and then why don't other people get upset? Why don't they care? Don't they understand? We're going into real authoritarianism.
Well, I can tell you the political discussions that I've had with family and friends over this last presidential election, I mean, you know, when you have two flavors of poison to take, and one is Barack Obama and the other one is Mitt Romney, and neither one of them have a solution. We could have Mitt Romney as a president right now, and guess what we'd be talking about? The Federal Open Market Committee extending stimulus so they can keep the ball rolling. We are in this massive debt system that is just absolutely consumed the any prospect of future, and so this is where we are. Alex, I can just say this. I understand you get upset. I mean, I lose sleep over this, and it drives me crazy to watch people try to defend it. I mean, it just absolutely drives me nuts. But that's these books and videos that we put together, the dishonest money and your Obama deception. We'd have to change the name from the Obama deception to the Romney deception if the political thing went the other direction. It doesn't matter. What flavor? I mean, Republican, Democrat, it really doesn't matter because both of them are coming up with the same thing. Hey, let's raise taxes on the economy. If you raise it my way, it won't kill the economy.
And the ultra rich are the ones that get the government contracts and money, and that criminal, and he is a criminal, he's done illegal things, getting maker bailout money, things with taxes, things with insider deals. I mean, I can defend that. People like Warren Buffett wants my tax money, saying I'm rich. People making $125,000 individually or $250,000 collectively with their husband or wife. I mean, that is baloney. And then he wants people that have $1 million in assets. Folks, that's a house and a tiny farm anywhere. I mean, you can't get – it's just amazing. They want everything. They want 80% of what somebody works for at the end of their life of already taxed money. Big bloated maggots. Big disgusting pigs like that slime bag who's always looking with an ice cream cone to look non-threatening, Warren Buffett, all over TV, all over military-industrial complex propaganda, sponsoring the news. These sponsors, CNN and ABC, to tell you raise taxes and to play mindless class warfare, telling dumbed-down poor people the rich people don't pay taxes, pointing out that he doesn't hardly pay taxes, raise them on us when he knows he's exempted himself. I mean, this is horrible because it's not the paying the money. It's that they're stealing it and it's going offshore to them. It's that it's all a scam. And being informed is like torture. It is like torture. And I'm sick of all the dumb idiots out there that think they can just have an opinion that I'm wrong, Ted, or that you're wrong. No, we've done our homework. We know what we're talking about. We're right. Ted, what do you make of the fact that for 20-plus months we've talked about al-Qaeda being used to attack Syria, and now it's admitted? Mainstream news, McClatchy, AP, Reuters, LA Times, but they spin it and say, that's okay, al-Qaeda's good.
Well, that's the crazy part about it, Alex. They point at you and they call you crazy. I mean, at least you've been elevated to the point where they look at you and they say, hey, there's this crazy guy, Alex, out there. He's nuts. He's talking about this al-Qaeda thing. And then eight months later, they're saying the same thing that you did just 6 months ago. You know, and now they're saying it's okay and it's not crazy anymore. I mean, all I can say, Alex, is that obviously you're doing a great job doing what you're doing and you're bringing this information to the people ahead of time so they can make some choices and do some things that are actually going to save themselves.
And Ted, again, I'm not here tooting our horn. I want folks to know this is dangerous to do this. This is hardcore what we're talking about, and we're all in danger because they think you're so dumb, folks. The next part of the plan, guaranteed, is the 12 to 15,000 missing missiles, a whole bunch of them heat seekers that can go in the back of a Volkswagen. They're going to drive out to the edge of airports. They're going to shoot down passenger liners, 777s, and the government is going to just grab some mentally retarded patsy and frame them, and then they're going to put checkpoints all over the highways to stop the missiles. I know how they operate. I mean, it's so clear. The globalists are occupying America, and they're using al-Qaeda as the threat to do it. And they now are giving the Middle East to al-Qaeda. The government is illegitimate. I had a police officer pull me over for driving 8 miles over the speed limit today. And I read in the Riot Act. I said, look, you're going to, I know you let illegal aliens go. And he said, yep, we're ordered to do that for drunk driving, you name it. And I said, I know, you know, that the government's criminal and all this stuff, but I know you're going to give me a ticket for 8 miles over the speed limit. My point is that is that the government is falling apart. Okay, and I'm telling you, you're illegitimate. Because not that he even individually is bad, it's that now there's no government. The government's gone. It's foreign banker run. Ted, talking about plugs here, you do have the best deal I've seen out there. We'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, folks can go to Infowars.com. And when you go over to Infowars.com on the Listen Live page there, you can see a banner that says Receive Three Gifts. And if you click on that banner right there, it will take you to the subpage where you can get Dishonest Money, the book, and the film, The American Dream, Exposing the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, the Federal Reserve, and the Obama Deception, with two silver dollars, shipping included for $72. I can tell you, you can't get silver dollars with shipping for that price, so you're getting the two films and the book for free. The best deal in the world for those videos and that book. And that's all available. Or call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, to take advantage of that deal. Ted did this deal because he's mad at the globalists and he wants the truth to get out. So get the silver dollars and the videos and the book free today.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to HotWaterRocket.com. That's HotWaterRocket.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh,
Ted Anderson, trouble so hard. Finishing up here with where all this is going. They're devaluing all the world's currencies, as you know, so they can say the dollar's up one day and it's down the next, but they're all going down. They're all being devalued. Looking at all the different experts of you out there, Max Kaiser thinks everything's going to start accelerating. It's going belly up, as bold as prediction yet, in and around April 15th, that when people have to pay all these new taxes, they're just going to shut down. And I'm telling you, what happened in the Soviet Union and other areas is happening here, just human nature. Every business person I know, except InfoWars, because we're just trying to get the word out desperately, is downsizing and is going to downsize massively. But they're going to say employment's going to go up because people that get cut to 20 hours or 30 hours to get around Obamacare, because the businesses can't afford it in most cases, and tens of millions, they're all going to have to get a second or third job, and the government fraudulently counts that against just the total number of workers in the country. But when these new taxes go in, the country's going to go completely belly up, which is the plan, so the bankers can then consolidate even more, go from 25 million on food stamps to 50 million as it is now, or 49 million. A million more just went on in the last week. That was in the news yesterday. Incredible. And then that's going to go to 100 million. People don't understand. The government's not screwing anything up. This is a globalist New World Order takeover. So how bad will it get? Well, a whole bunch of doctors are saying they're retiring because of this. Government loves that. They want it to go bankrupt. They'll just federalize it. So people don't understand. The government knows people are just going to let their employees go and shut down. That's part of the plan again. What do you do in the face of an elite that is so bloodthirsty they want to wreck things?
Well, Alex, you take a look. I mean, $16.3 trillion, they're going to raise taxes. They're printing money to create inflation, which is taking money away from the people's, you know, savings, any pensions that they might have. I mean, they're really putting us on the hook here. Geithner's asking that the Congress no longer has a debt ceiling so he can just spend as much as he wants. They're talking about taking 401k plans and pensions and this type of thing and forcing people to buy U.S. government securities, which is basically, taking private money and making it government money like they did in Argentina. You know, it we're just going towards this economic disaster, and it's socialism, but it's an economic disaster. It's the power being turned over to the government. If you could consider the fact that if the government were our elected officials, it's not being turned over to them. It's being turned over to the central banks and the people that pull strings economically. And you know, if I could just get people to see that, they'd vote against this stuff.
I agree. We're almost out of time. I'm going to come back in the third hour and take calls and air a special report on drones being hacked. We were able to do it. It's pretty amazing, and a bunch of news on the unions and the economy and the rest of it. But briefly, Ted, let's put in a pitch here for Midas Resources. When people call, there's a whole daily list of the best deals, of the already great deals that you have, the lost leaders you've got on gold and silver, you name it. People can call 800-686-2237 to ask for the Alex Jones radio specials that are the deals of the deals of the deals. 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com to find the three free items, the book and the two films, including The Obama Deception, American Dream, Dishonest Money. You can also just link through at InfoWars.com on the right-hand side, or you can call 800-686-2237. Real fast, in 30 seconds, what are some of the great specials you've got on gold and silver, Ted?
Well, bags of silver at $33.99 is a great buy. The Frank coin at $376.12 for a small piece of gold. I mean, let's face it, we're going to have a lot of trouble here in the future. Clean silver rounds at $37.30. The Lakota Nation coin, 40-18. Best deal in the market, $72. Three videos, two silver dollars. You can't beat it, no question about it.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with a Nazi Germany-type government, folks, you want gold and silver. I don't know, that's what I'm doing. 800-686-237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution. groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.